Kunstradio. Radiokunst. Ö1 in 5.1 Surround.
I've been working on a series of works under the project named Zwischenlaute, so I'm interested in human speech and specifically in the particularities of speech that are not really covered under the realm of language.
Menschliches Sprechen und vor allem jene Bereiche des Sprechens, die nicht zur verbalen Kommunikation gehören, sind ein künstlerisches Forschungsgebiet des Kanadiers Emmanuel Maiden. Wenn wir frei sprechen, egal wer oder in welcher Sprache, machen wir zahlreiche Geräusche und Laute, die keine semiotische Bedeutung haben, die also nicht auf eine gemeinsame Begrifflichkeit verweisen. Es sind dies sinnlose Füllwörter, aber auch stotternde Laute, Äs und Ms, die uns Zeit verschaffen, uns auf die folgenden Worte und Sätze vorzubereiten. Diese scheinbar bedeutungslosen Worte werden in der Tonaufzeichnung und so auch im Radio meistens eliminiert und aus der Originalaufnahme rausgeschnitten. Zwischenlaute, wie der Künstler Emmanuel Maiden sie nennt, sind Gegenstand eines umfassenden Kunstprojekts, zu dem er nun auch ein Hörstück für das Ö1 Kunstradio zugefügt hat. Anna Socik begrüßt Sie zur heutigen Sendung.
Kunstradio.
Radio.
Kunstradio.
Kunstradio.
Kunstradio. Kunstradio.at.
Emmanuel Maiden ist Komponist und Soundkünstler. Er hat eine Reihe von elektroakustischen Audiokassetten geschaffen und er hat Radioprojekte und Ausstellungen umgesetzt und kuratiert. Auch als Tonmeister, Producer und Journalist bei einem freien Radio in Montreal hat Maiden gearbeitet und in dieser Zeit begann er, über die sogenannten Zwischenlaute nachzudenken. Als Tontechniker war seine Aufgabe allerdings, diese aus den Aufnahmen zu entfernen.
During the course of that work, I spent a lot of time editing human speech. So when you do this, you become quite familiar with all of the details, all of these extra sounds, all of these Zwischenlaute sounds that everybody has. And some people have them more than others, and everyone has their own sort of style of sounds that they make when they're hesitating, when they're thinking about what to say next, when they're unsure about what to say next. So the thing about recording speech is that it, of course, enables us to cut all of these things out. This was my job as a radio technician. But it also allows us not to cut them out, but to focus our attention on these sounds and to sort of develop almost like a parallel language. And this is basically the framework for this series of works that I'm calling Zwischenlaute.
Fokussiert man auf die Zwischenlaute, die im Radio rausgeschnitten und in der gesprochenen Alltagssprache überhört werden, so entwickelt man eine Parallelsprache und lernt diese zu verstehen, meint Emmanuel Maiden. Denn er ist überzeugt, dass Laute wie M, Ä oder A nicht unnötig sind, keine Parasiten im Wortfluss, sondern dass sie zum Prozess der menschlichen Kommunikation dazugehören und beitragen. In jeder Sprache ist der Laut, der ein Zögern begleitet, ein Abwarten oder ein kurzes Nachdenken, übrigens ein anderer.
If I'm speaking English, I'll probably say ah or but if I'm speaking French, it might be ö. And if in German, it could be something like ö. So, in fact, each language has its own flavor of hesitation sound.
Dass diese Laute als störend empfunden werden, hat mit der Entwicklung der Tonaufzeichnung zu tun und insbesondere mit der Verbreitung von Radio, wie der Künstler bei seiner Recherche über Rhetorik und die Geschichte der Ansprache herausgefunden hat. Für sein mehrteiliges Projekt Zwischenlaute isoliert er diese Laute, die keine Bedeutung tragen und als undefinierte Geräusche wahrgenommen werden. Konkret hat Maiden sich mit verschiedenen Formen des politischen Theaters beschäftigt, also etwa mit Ansprachen, mit Pressekonferenzen oder mit Wahlkampf-TV-Duellen. Ein solches, nämlich die Konfrontation zwischen Angela Merkel und Per Steinbrück zur deutschen Bundestagswahl 2013, hat Maiden für sein Kunstradiostück zerpflückt. Am 1. September 2013 haben über 17 Millionen Menschen das Duell auf 5 Fernsehsendern live verfolgt. Wohl den wenigsten ist dabei aufgefallen, was Emmanuel Maiden analysiert hat.
I noticed that Merkel makes very vocalic hesitation sounds. So she does a lot of ös and these kinds of sort of quite puckered sounding noises. She doesn't hesitate a lot, but I mean, over a 90-minute debate, there's probably about 1 to 1.5 minutes worth of these meaningless sounds. And Steinbrück does not, as far as I can tell, he doesn't say or ah at all. He's a very fluid speaker. He speaks, in fact, so rapidly and so with so much excitement that he actually seems to forget to breathe. You know, he comes to the end of a sentence, and he realizes sort of, or his subconscious realizes that he's forgotten to breathe. So he takes this huge breath, this amazing, like, and this is great because at the end of every sentence, I have a different instance of, or, and they're really like quite comical sounds when you listen to them in isolation outside of the context. They take on all of this like drama. They're very, very, very expressive.
Emanuel Maiden über die Konfrontation von Angela Merkel und Per Steinbrück. Wir hören nun Emanuel Maidens Stück Zwischenlaute Duell in 5.1 Surround Sound.
Dann 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 und
Thank you.
Das war Zwischenlaute, Duell von Emanuel Meden. Das Stück wurde komponiert aus Zwischenlauten, die von Angela Merkel und Per Steinbrück bei ihrem TV-Duell 2013 geäußert wurden. Wir präsentieren nun ein weiteres Radiostück des kanadischen Künstlers Freedom Highway, hat er seit 2004 als Performance, als Galerieinstallation und auch als Radiostück in den USA, in Kanada und in Europa präsentiert. Das Projekt handelt von Massenmedien und dem öffentlichen Diskurs in Amerika im weiteren Sinn. Entstanden sind die Aufnahmen dazu in der Zeit nach 9/11 und vor dem Beginn des Irakkriegs. Emanuel Meden hat in dieser Zeit zahlreiche Roadtrips durch die USA gemacht und dabei im Autoradio Sendungen des Formats Talk Radio angehört und aufgenommen. Diese Radiosendungen werden dominiert von den nationalistischen und religiösen Meinungen der Ultrakonservativen und der Rechten. Unter George W. Bush wurden in solchen Radiosendungen ideologische Standpunkte gerechtfertigt und mehrheitsfähig gemacht. Das Stück Freedom Highway hat Emanuel Meden als inneren Monolog gestaltet, was Amerika zu sich selbst sagt, wenn vermeintlich niemand zuhört. Ein Audio-Selbstporträt eines Landes im Ausnahmezustand, das ist Freedom Highway von Emanuel Meden und es dauert 25 Minuten.
When we're making pottery, we can mold it and form it, but at a certain moment it gets fired and it can't be reshaped. And so also with us, death is that moment that fires the clay. It's that moment that determines who we are for all eternity. And that's the primary thing that happened when all those folks died. Also when our soldiers went over, many of whom have died, and the other people who were caught in crossfires and died. This is primarily about them. Primarily about them. This is primarily about them. Primarily about them. Primarily about them. We're making pottery and mold it and form it. And we're making pottery and mold it and form it. And we're making pottery and mold it and form it. And we're making pottery, but at a certain moment it gets fired and it can't be reshaped. And so also with us, with us. And we're making pottery and mold it and form it. And we're making pottery and mold it and form it. And we're making pottery and mold it and form it.
We turn into making pottery, a weapon,
but at a certain moment it gets fired and
can't
be reshaped.
That those passengers on that plane got that courage to fight back because of what they found out from their loved ones on the ground.
Making pottery.
Look, and that's the American spirit. I mean, if you look at our first war, we fought with squirrel guns and hit Mine Cotton Bales. You know, and we as a country, we sometimes forget that, you know, we have bombs you can fly through windows. You have missiles that we can launch from submarines halfway around the world. But when it comes down to it, it's our guts. It's our courage. It's our bravery. And it's our willingness to give the ultimate.
And, you know, that is exactly what people showed. And I love your analogy. That was a beautiful analogy about we are so resourceful as Americans. If we have the courage, if we have the strength, there's no question we will be able to defeat this enemy. And we are going to have other battles. We're going to have other losses. We are going to have other lives we lose as the terrorists strike at us.
But we were the kind of people who stood up and said, hey, we know what America is. And the America is, God bless America. The real America is family values. That's what we really are. We were conservative.
We allow them to have the freedom of religion, and they don't like it because that's not a religion they like. They take it out on us.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's what it comes down to, the fact that we stand for something around the world. We stand for something in our country, the basic right for freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to get ahead, freedom to make money. And it's exactly what these fundamental Islamic psychos are against.
Also, when our soldiers went over, many of whom have died, and the other people who were caught in crossfires died, this is primarily about them.
I just remember getting down on my knees and praying. Actually, I asked the woman who was there, do you pray?
would you please pray with me?
You know, we the people of the United States, known under quote, a more perfect union, established justice, ensured domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, that doesn't mean liberal welfare programs, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish the Constitution of the United States. And that is foremost our goal and the purpose of the state being united. You know, we forget what provide for a common defense. They understood the nature of evil in the world even back then.
What is it that America means to me?
It has stood the test of time. God's book, the Bible. Still relevant in today's complex world. It is written. Sharing hope around the globe.
And one of the problems I think we have in this country.
Presented by Mark Finley. Look at the horizon.
It just isn't fair. We should have
as
so
we
much
sail the sparkling waters of the Aegean Sea today, I've thought about the Apostle Paul. He traveled these same waters on his missionary journeys to Asia
Minor. Do you pray? Would you please pray with me?
As things were promised to them.
Can you say to yourself, yeah, I'm willing to die. I'm willing to die for what I believe in. I'm willing to die for America because I don't believe that every other country
just
is just as good as America.
They are the ones that are the heroes, and all the firemen and
I don't believe that America
if you go by a detailed center
of the earth and the
ORLN Credit Union and Oak Press, you could get a free car wash today. They're going to be doing it all day.
Let me ask it another way. Why has this God-blessed America of ours been so God-blessed? Why is it that the pestilence and the terror and the war that has reached other shores, not reached ours? May I tell you that America has been blessed of God? No other nation had such a Christian beginning as America. When our forefathers came, the Pilgrim Fathers, they came, they wrote that little Mayflower compact underneath the decks of that Mayflower, and they said for their stated purpose to coming these shores was for the glory of God and the propagation of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And
God bless America. In fact, I know I will, but I love baseball and love my country, and I'll probably cry at the seventh inning stretch. I love baseball and love my country, and 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 I love baseball and love my country.
Do you understand? As the Philistines opposed Israel, not only did they oppose them as a nation, but they opposed their God. Do you know when you face opposition in the world because of being a Christian, it's not you, and you shouldn't take it real personal. It's because you have been grafted into the vine. And you're part of the body and body of Christ. Hallelujah. It's because you have prayed and asked Christ into your life, into your life, and you have submitted your heart and will unto Him. And when the world looks upon you, they see the change that has taken place in your heart and in your life, and it brings condemnation to them. You know we are living epistles that are to be known and read and men. We are the Spirit of God, Him living within us. We are as a city that is set on a hill. We are as a city that is set on a hill. We are as a city that is set on a hill. We are as a city that is set on a hill that is not to be hid. How many know this great movement? It was not something done in a corner or done in secret, but God openly has poured out of his anointing and his power into the lives of men and women that his glory may be manifest, and the world may see that there is a God in heaven.
That.
Now, if you're anti-military, you better run for the hills. Okay? Everybody's on board now. I mean, what?
America has been at risk. Why do you think we've had this gigantic military we've had all of our lives? America is so beautiful and is so precious and so at risk at any given hour on Earth.
It always
since
will
its
be.
Inception.
When you look for the specially marked boxes of Drake's Cakes, your child can win $10,000 scholarship. Whether you choose Ring Dings, Devil Dogs, Yodels, Yankee Doodles, or Drake's Coffee Cakes, and they're all great. This season or any other season, if it's Drake's, it's delicious.
Different things. I just think this is very handy. If you're not really into caulking a lot, or you don't have a caulking gun, or you're more handy using something like comes out with a, like I said, a cake decorator or whipped cream or something like that.
In order to conduct car bomb and other attacks on U.S. facilities. These cells have been accumulating explosives since approximately January of 2002, this year, in preparation for these attacks.
The nation's most secret appellate court, at the request of the Justice Department, apparently met yesterday for the first time in its 24-year history to consider a request from the Justice Department for broad new wiretap powers and other necessary ingredients to wage this war against terrorism.
Well, the timing is obvious. I mean, you need the information because as we've now hit a heightened alert. And let's continue to keep in our prayers the President, the Attorney General, the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, all of the Cabinet involved in this. This is a critically important time, and as Sam Brownback, the Senator from Kansas, said, we need to continue to pray for our government leaders. The following must be applied, coordinating necessary security efforts with armed forces or law enforcement agencies, taking additional precautions at public events, and preparing to work at an alternate site or with a dispersed workforce, restricting access to essential personnel only. Those are the guidelines that come into play.
The specificity of some of the information and analysis has contributed to the decision to close.
Well, we need to be continuing to pray for our government leaders. They've got to make big decisions today, obviously, with the military moves that are coming.
Tim, so many people that listen to this broadcast are praying for the president, praying for leadership, praying for his cabinet members. Would you make sure that is conveyed to him as well, please?
I promise I'll be seeing him later today, and he has said time and again that the greatest gift that the American people can give to him is the First Lady. Is the gift of prayer, and we who are privileged to work for him have been sustained by the same, and I can never say it enough, but I know that I express the gratitude to the President and the entire administration for all of the prayers that have been offered up for him.
Well, Tim, we're going to continue to do that and keep up the great work, and we'll continue to not only pray for you, but for your staff and for the President, of course.
But then, no matter what George W. Bush does, the U.S. intelligence community has also received information
that we need to throw support in the behind East President Bush and his people in office and his administration
against U.S.
praying for the president.
At this
in
time,
my personal prayer time, more than ever before,
there is increased security
as to where these attacks might occur.
Accordingly, widely dispersed, unsophisticated threats are subverted by bad advertising.
The specificity of some of the information and analysis has contributed to the decision to close and to elevate our security at all points in the military.
In order to conduct a car bomb and other attacks on U.S. facilities,
these cells have been accumulated on the list of approximately January 2020
and behind our lawmakers and urge them to strengthen and encourage and nurture the new Department of Homeland Security.
Prayer is ultimately the answer. That is what we long for. Intimacy will remain and create us so we can have that intimacy against U.S. for eternity.
At this time, I have been praying for the president in my personal prayer time. Lord God, give our president wisdom. Give him wisdom. And give him people
wisdom and courage for our nation's leaders.
At this time, we have no specific information as to where these attacks might occur.
Let me tell you one thing I saw last week that really made an impression on me. I was actually at Costco, walking by the high-definition TVs, and saw an elderly gentleman there watching episode of Pearl Harbor, the movie, on the high-definition TV.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to stop there for a second just to look at it because it was the exact scene where all the bombing was taking place. And as somebody tried to pass by me, I adjusted my position a bit and looked at him pretty much dead in the eye, and tears were just streaming down his face. And that really put things in perspective for me, because when I see those planes crashing into the buildings, that's the feeling I get, anger and sadness on him. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. find that there is no trace of cancer, that the Lord thy God has healed them of every trace of cancer. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I plead the blood of Jesus over every sugar victim. Yes, God, that you would touch them and regulate their sugar. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I thank you right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray for health problems. Pray for financial needs. Thank God for what he is doing.
Amen.
Today. Glory to God.
That deposit back, or
of course you do. Okay. If they're not doing anything, they're not returning your calls, they're not performing the work, of course you have a right to get your money.
All right, I just thought maybe they'd try to push me off saying, oh,
no, wait, who's the customer?
Me.
That's right. Remember, the strong-minded can overcome the weak-minded. You need to be the strong-minded here. You say, it's my money, I want my money. You go there and you get your $80.
Kunstradio, Radio Kunst, heute mit Arbeiten des in Montreal lebenden Künstlers Emmanuel Maiden.
Zu hören war gerade das Stück Freedom Highway, das zwischen 2001 und 2004 entstanden ist und das politische Geschehen in den USA in dieser Zeit anhand von Talk-Radio-Sendungen reflektiert. Es folgt nun eine Arbeit von 2007, die erste eines langfristigen Projekts mit dem Titel H, also Groß H. Dieses Projekt befasst sich mit dem Zusammenspiel von elektromagnetischen Feldern, Sound, Raum und Körpern in Bewegung. Dabei geht es nicht um die physikalische Darstellung der naturwissenschaftlichen Eigenschaften von Elektromagnetismus, sondern eigentlich um die Erkenntnis, dass unsere Handlungen immer Konsequenzen nach sich ziehen. Jede Geste und auch allein unsere Anwesenheit beeinflussen die elektromagnetischen Felder. Das Stück 27 Minuten 27 Sekunden besteht aus Sounds, die entstehen, wenn ein Mensch ein Audiokabel anfasst, das an einen Verstärker angesteckt ist, während das andere Ende lose ist. Der Körper wird dabei zu einer Antenne, die elektromagnetische Energie aufnimmt und in Geräusche übersetzt. Ein ebenso faszinierendes wie alltägliches Phänomen. Eine Bandbreite an Sounds können durch verschiedene Bewegungen und Druckstärken erzeugt werden und sie verändern sich, wenn etwa die Berührungsfläche mit dem Boden verändert wird und Körperkontakt mit einem weiteren Menschen eingeführt wird. Mit diesen Parametern hat Emanuel Maiden experimentiert und das folgende Stück gestaltet. 27 Minuten, 27 Sekunden und daraus kommt ein längerer Auszug. Das war ein Ausschnitt aus 27 Minuten 27 Sekunden von Emanuel Maiden aus einer Serie künstlerischer Arbeiten mit elektromagnetischen Feldern. Eine weitere Arbeit aus dieser Serie ist derzeit als Installation und Komposition in der Ausstellung Connecting Sound etc. Cable Works, Cable Sounds, Cables Everywhere enthalten. Kuratiert von Georg Wegwerth ist diese Ausstellung noch bis 24. August im Freiraum des Museumsquartiers in Wien zu sehen. Dienstag bis Freitag jeweils von 13 bis 19 Uhr. Auf Wiederhören sagt Anna Socek, Redaktion Elisabeth Zimmermann, Technik Gerald Palli.